The following shir has been presented by Rav Baruch Rubanowitz, Dayan Beis Din Nesivos Chayim Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Kuf Beis Amir Aleph, Amir Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Chatzer Shal Adam Konilo Shalom Midaito. The Gemara applies this to that which it says in the Mishnah, Hazevel Shal Balabayis. If animals roam into a maskir's yard and leave Zevel, even if the Balabayis doesn't know that the Zevel is there, he's Kone Vikinyan Chotzer, provided his Chotzer is a Chotzer HaMishtameres. Let's see if we can apply any of these principles to more modern practical issues between a maskir and a socher. A masker rented his house to a socher who accepted responsibility for all utilities, including water. 2 months after the socher used the home, he received his first water bill, which was a very high water bill. He called the masker and he said, "There's no way that I use that much water. Something's wrong." The masker called the plumber down, and in fact, they found a problem in a pipe in the apartment. Under the floor, there was a busted pipe, and water was draining straight out into the gutter. Neither the socher nor the masker was aware of the problem. We've already learned in such circumstances, the masker is responsible to repair the problem, and in fact, he did. The dispute arose regarding who needs to pay for this excessive bill. The socher said, "I'm only prepared to pay for the water that I used, and I'll estimate how much I used." The masker claimed, "You accept the responsibility to pay for the entire bill. And now, I don't care what happened to the water, whether you drank it, you took a bath, or it went straight into the drain, you need to pay for it." Perhaps we can apply the principles found in our Gemara. Chatzero shel Adam konelo shelo midaito. The socher did rent the house and the pipes that are in the walls and under the floor. All the water running through there is running through his pipes. He's also interested in owning that water and using it. We fulfill here, apparently, the conditions of Ratzon to be Zoche and the Maisa Kinyan. Can we say, Chatzera Shal Adam, Konelo Shalomi Daito, the Socher was Kone, the water, in his pipes. And therefore, I don't care what happened to it later on. He could take his water and drink it, bathe with it, cook with it, or pour it down the drain. Either way, it's his water, and the master is not responsible to pay for it. It would seem reasonable that he only has interest in being kone the water, being zoch in the water, after the water meter. All the water that's sitting there before the water meter, he has no interest in being kone. But since the pipe that was broken was inside the house, it was already after the water meter. Now, if all the water was coming in one end and going straight out through a broken pipe, and he wasn't benefiting from any of it, perhaps one could say that he's not interested in being zoche in any of it. But that's not our case. He didn't realize that there was a problem. He was using the water. There was some water pressure in the apartment, and he benefited from the water. He just didn't know that there was a leak. So he had interest in being zoche in the water in his pipes. And can we say, Chatzero shel Adam, konelo shelo midaito, with kavanah her to be zoche, it's his water, and he's responsible to pay for the bill. Should this water have not gone down the drain, would it have continued to travel and was mazik, someone's books, computers, who knows where it may end up? If it was lechora, the person, the socher, should be chayiv midin mamana mazik. If it was mazik while it was traveling and moving, that may be aish. If it was collected in an area and then it damaged, maybe considered bor, but it's mamana mazik. There's a discussion amongst Rishonim and in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Nizkei Shchenim regarding rainwater that comes down on a person's roof, enters the gutter, and is collected in a pit alongside the house. Should that end up being mazik, there's an opinion that says that he's chayv for it. He was kone the water through kinyan chotzer. There is a dayan in Yerushalayim who did paskin that the socher is chayv based upon these principles which you just said. However, I heard from Rav Naftali Nussbaum that he disagrees. Here we cannot apply the principle of chatzer shel adam kone lo shelo midaito. A chatzer is only kone when the item is mishtamer and is going to stay there. The Mishnah in another place tells us if a tzvi is rutz kedarko, the bala chatzer is not kone the tzvi. We don't say that every time a bird lands on my tree in my yard or sits on my grass and starts plucking at the grass that I'm kone that bird. If I try to get it, it'll fly off. Similarly, the water that's coming through the pipes, through the Socher's pipes, granted, and he has kavana to be Socher, but that water that ended up going out is like a Tzvi Shirotz Kedarko. It's coming in on one side and going straight out. Nobody was there to stop it. And it's not stoppable without it being repaired. And therefore, that water is not going to be nikne to the Socher. So we cannot be mechayv the Socher midin mamono, that he was koneit. But that doesn't automatically mean that the maskir is chayv. Let us explore a little further. There are two different ways for a socher to be chayv in the utilities and in the water. He may have approached the municipality, for whatever reason he has, and want the water bill to be in his name as a renter. He may want to show residence in that city for whatever reason, and he needs to have the water bill in his name. And if he approaches the city, the provider of the water, and signs a contract with them as a socher, but is mechayev himself to the water provider for everything that's going to run through that meter, then of course he's going to be chayev directly to the water company. Surely in the contract with the water company, there's not going to be any clauses for such accidents and problems. All the water that runs through the meter, you need to pay for. And he signed such document, and he accepted that responsibility to the water provider. However, often what's done is that the maskir retains the contract with the water provider, and the socher signs a document, a rental agreement, with the maskir saying that he will be responsible for the water. Sometimes no contract is written, and it's understood that as soon as the socher moves in, if it's a long-term rental, the socher is going to be responsible for the water usage, despite the fact that the maskir was mechayev himself to the water company. Here's where the maskir's claim seems to have validity. You, socher, accepted responsibility to pay for the water. I don't care what happens to it, even if it's not your water. The water that runs through the pipes, you said that you're going to pay for it, so pay for it. No excuses. However, I heard from Harav Naftali Nussbaum, in his opinion, the socher in this situation would be potter. The masker would have to bear the brunt of the water bill. Even if the socher accepted upon himself responsibility to pay for the entire water bill. Rav Naftali made reference to a halacha found in Choshen Mishpot, Siman Reish Chof Hei, Siv Gimel, where we find that a person who sells a piece of property generally has liability that if it gets taken by a bezdin for some other debt, the mocher is responsible. However, the halacha says that if goyim came and had taken the property away, where it's an onus, the mocher is not responsible for achrayus of the property. If the mocher made a condition that I'm going to be responsible for shekol onus sheyivolit bekarka zeh, an onus that comes in this karka, then he accepted responsibility that if goyim come and take it, he is going to be responsible, and he will be chayv to pay to the lokeach who had his property taken away. However, points out the Shulchan Aruch, that is only true by an onus that is possible or likely or to happen. If it's going to be a freak type of onus that happens, if the river that provides water to this field stops suddenly, or enters it and creates a pool, that's a type of onus that the mocher had never imagined might happen, and therefore it was not included in his verbal commitment for any onus that might come. Shulchan Aruch writes, Onus she'eino motzui v'lo olo al lev ha-mocher dover ze ha-pele be'eis she'hisne. It is not included. Continues the Mechaber, for who adin l'chol t'nai mamon she'omdim das ha-masne ve'ein kolulin ba'oso t'nai ele devorim ha-yeduim she'biglolon hoyo ha-t'nai ve'heim she'hoyu be'das ha-masne be'eis she'hisne. We evaluate the person who made the condition and what he had in mind when he made that. If we assume that he never imagined this type of onus to be included, he is going to be potter. Hence, says Rav Naftali, it's reasonable to assume that when a socher accepts responsibility to pay for the water, his intention is for water that is going to be coming into his house, that he's going to be using, even if he doesn't close the faucet properly and it drips out, that we also accept responsibility for. But if there's a hole in the pipe that he's unaware of and it runs straight out of the pipes and into the drain, he never imagined taking responsibility for that, and therefore he is in fact going to be putzer. That's because his condition, whether written or verbal, or understood that he has a commitment towards the maskir, does not include such things. The maskir was mechayev himself towards the water provider, the municipality, to pay whatever goes to the meter, and he is going to be responsible for the water. If, of course, the socher made himself responsible to the municipality and signed their document, then he would be chayev to pay for the water bill.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.